From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Belgian police have isolated and are guarding a suspicious man in a heavy coat with wires hanging out because of fears that he might pose a danger in the center of Brussels. Several hours after police were alerted to the man, he was still being kept under armed police guard near a library adjacent to the Royal Monet Opera. The demining squad was close by in case an intervention was necessary. Belgium has been living under the second highest terror threat level since November. Brussels was hit by twin extremist attacks on March 22nd that killed 32 victims. Tens of thousands of Zimbabweans gathered Wednesday to show their support for 92-year-old President Robert Mugabe in the capital of Harare. The massive turnout was organized by Mugabe's ruling party, the ZANU-PF, in response to recent anti-government demonstrations and a nationwide strike protesting Zimbabwe's rapidly declining economy. Wearing ZANU-PF T-shirts, dresses, and hats, some draped in Zimbabwe's flag, Mugabe's followers sang and chanted slogans calling for the president to rule for life. They denounced organizers of anti-government campaigns and warned of unspecified action against dissenting voices. Israel said on Wednesday that it and the Republic of Guinea have renewed diplomatic relations after 49 years. That's a diplomatic score for Israel as it looks to improve political and economic ties in the Muslim world. A number of African countries have either had diplomatic relations with Israel or severed them in the past, often citing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Guinea cut off ties in 1967. This is VOA News. Iran's vice president and head of the country's Atomic Energy Organization responded on Wednesday to the leak of a document which revealed that restrictions on Iran's nuclear program will ease years earlier than previously thought. Speaking live on state TV, Ali Akbar Salehi said Iran had requested world powers to not make it public. He says, we requested that the world powers keep Iranian nuclear industry's long-term plan confidential. We had an agreement with 5+1 countries on their collaboration with us in this plan. It was not supposed to be made public. If they want to do so, we won't have any problem, and we don't approve of making our long-term nuclear program public. The confidential document is the only text linked to last year's deal between Iran and six foreign powers that hasn't been made public, although U.S. officials say members of Congress had expressed interest were briefed on its substance. Turkey Wednesday intensified a sweeping crackdown on the media, the military, the courts, and the education system after an attempted coup targeting tens of thousands of teachers and other state employees for dismissal. The move is raising concerns about basic freedoms and the effectiveness of key institutions. Russia's top Olympic official said Wednesday that he expected a final decision by Sunday over whether the entire Russian Olympic team will be banned from next month's games in Rio. The International Olympic Committee is examining its legal options after a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency investigator that accused Russia's sports ministry of overseeing doping of the country's Olympic athletes. This is Russian Olympic Committee President Alexander Zhukov. He says the most important issue, of course, is the approval of the Russian national team lineup for participation in the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Germany's top official said the country's investigation so far into the attack of passengers aboard a regional train in Bavaria indicates the suspect acted alone.
Yes,
the country's interior minister speaking to reporters in Berlin Wednesday. He said that 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker who was shot and killed by police after wounding five in an axe and knife attack was radicalized by watching online propaganda.
And that is confirmed capture of the SpaceX Dragon.
SpaceX has finally made good on its delivery of us by space station docking port. The Dragon capsule arrived at the International Space Station Wednesday, bearing more than 2 tons of supplies. You can read more details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.